This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 15th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is the election of officers. We will start with the chair for 2012. And I'm going to turn to Commissioner Walther.
Thank you, Madam Chair. About to lose your position. I would like to nominate Carolyn Hunter for the position of chair for the 2012 calendar year with much pleasure. She graduated cum laude from the University of Memphis School of Law and received her Bachelor of Arts degree from the Pennsylvania State University. From 2001 to 2005, she was associate counsel and then deputy counsel of the Republican National Committee, where she provided guidance on election law and the implementation of the Help America Vote Act. She was previously served as a member of the Election Assistance Commission, was confirmed by the Senate on February 15, 2007, and served as its vice chair. She then was elevated to the position of a commissioner on the Federal Election Commission. She was appointed by President Bush on May 6, 2008, and was approved very quickly by the United States Senate on June 24, 2008, compared to me, of course, and some of the other ones. And so I want to just say that I've worked with this lady now since I got back on for the second time, and it's been a pleasure in all respects. She's one of the most quiet-spoken, determined women that I've ever met. She carries out her responsibilities with the utmost of persistence. She's a wonderful lady to work with, and I want to just say that she reminds me of the television character Columbo, where Columbo would often say after a conversational meeting, a relaxing meeting with some prospective culprit, I just have one more question. And then he'd pose the question, and the next thing you know, the person would be left there standing very unsettled. And so on occasion, and more than one occasion, when we talk together on issues, peripheral as they may be, she's got, just one more thing. And then she relentlessly goes forward on what her position should be and why mine should give way to hers in the most polite and quiet way. And I enjoy it. And I'm wary now more than I used to be. And I look forward to more of that next year. But I know that she'll do a great job. She'll be a great leader. I'm looking forward to it. She'll move us in the right direction. She can herd us along in her way. And so it's a pleasure and a privilege to nominate you for chair.
Any discussion on the nomination? Commissioner Weintraub.
I just want to point out that she's much better dressed than Columbo.
All those in favor of the nomination say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
The two vote.
Motion. The nomination is carried 5-0. Next, I'm going to turn to Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to nominate Commissioner Ellen L. Weintraub to serve as vice chair for the upcoming year, 2012. Having a position of leadership at the commission is nothing new to Commissioner Weintraub. She was served as chair in 2003. In fact, she'd barely had a chance to unpack her bags from having been appointed to the commission when she was elected to be chair. And so from the very outset, she was thrown into the deep end of the pool and has been serving with distinction ever since that time. Before joining the commission, Commissioner Weintraub was of counsel at the law firm of Perkins Coie, where she was a member of its political law group. And prior to that, she was counsel to the Ethics Committee for the U.S. House of Representatives. So we're both fellow Capitol Hill alum. Commissioner Weintraub received her bachelor's degree from Yale College and her law degree from Harvard. Commissioner Weintraub and her husband are the proud parents of three children, one of whom is returning from Cairo after a study, a semester abroad. So I can only imagine the fascinating stories that will be told over the winter break at their household. So I look forward for you to convey some of those to us as well when we get back in January. And as many of you know, the FEC conducts a number of educational conferences across the country each year, and for the last several years, Commissioner Weintraub and I have co-taught seminars on corporate communications and use of organizational facilities and resources. So we've been tag team partners for quite some time, and I've always enjoyed, kind of the point and counterpoint discussion that we have, and I've always enjoyed doing those presentations with her, and she always has. She can draw from her deep well of experience here at the agency to provide some context that I think is useful not only to the to those who are attending the conferences, but for me as well. And one thing I will also mention, that if you're ever stuck trying to figure out what movie you want to go see, just give Ellen a call. She is quite the aficionado of fine cinema, and whenever I get a chance, I like to pick her brain for what her latest movie recommendation is. So I am happy to move that she be nominated to be vice chair for 2012, and at the appropriate time, I will support her with my vote.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Anything? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. I'd like to congratulate our officers for 2012. This has been a hard-fought election, as you all know. We've had numerous debates, none of which moderated by Donald Trump. But although this is a sort of a rotational duty, I think that I think we all look forward to working with you next year and stand ready to assist you in anything that we can. Obviously, Commissioner Weintraub, you've done this before, so I'm not sure any of us can be of as much help as you might need. But we do stand ready to assist you and look forward to working with you next year. So congratulations.